President Obama aimed his job speech last night at the American people in general and small business owners in particular. He used the word small business 9 times in his address, noting they are the source of most new jobs. But WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports small businesses in our area are skeptical that the president's proposals can do much to help them.
Take Varda Shamban, for example. She has a chocolate factory in Elizabeth, New Jersey. After the recession, she laid off about a quarter of her staff. She's now down to 30 employees. And the hotels and caterers who used to be customers for her chocolate are just not buying much. So would a tax incentive convince her to hire back some of those workers she laid off? Definitely not.
We need to have the work. We need to have the orders coming in order to hire someone.
Demand is also the key factor for Dan Emery. He owns 3 music schools around New York City. Emery would not make new hires in response to President Obama's proposed cut to payroll taxes. But, he says, since the tax cut would also benefit workers, it might help him convince a few more people currently on the fence to drop $319 on guitar lessons.
If people have more money in their pocket, they are more likely to spend their money. That's pretty straightforward.
David Belotsky, the owner of Uncommon Goods, an e-commerce site based in Brooklyn, thinks a little psychology is in order here.
Shoppers are human beings and business owners are human beings.
The government, he says, should give these business owners the savings from tax cuts and incentives all at once. Instant gratification.
If the government said, hey, we're going to give it to you as a bounty all up front, provided that you keep this person employed for a certain amount of time. Well, look, I'm not going to hire somebody with an intent to fire them in 3 months.
One entrepreneur's advice to President Obama on how to create jobs. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.